You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's my turn to give my view and only my view, and here it is. I love this town. I think it's the center of the universe. I don't know why anybody else would want to vacation or live anywhere else. I'm about to go on a 1 week staycation, and believe me, I've got the Miami spa thing here. I'm trying to decide, me and Vivian will decide which one we're going to go to. I'm sure she's got an opinion on everything, but it's amazing. And you know what? This ain't the only month. There's something going on every single month that the CVB has got going on. Film month, spa month, spice month, attraction month, sports month, shop month. I can't tell my wife about that one, Bill. I got to keep that a little quiet. But Miami's completely different. When I grew up, Miami was Porky's. I don't know if you've seen the movie Porky's, but all Miami was places to have a couple of drinks. You couldn't drive in your car if you had drinks. But before you went drinking, you drive around in Coconut Grove on all the dark streets, get your friends from North Dade scared about where you would be, and then pull out of there and try to figure out where you were, and then you'd go home and sit in your car in your house because there wasn't much else to do unless there was like a concert at the High Life Fronton. Saw Bruce Springsteen there. Had to wait until Bruce Springsteen sold out. He eventually did. What a great show that was. But yeah. The High Life Fronton, Gulfstream was there. For crying out loud, there was another track at South Beach where today all the condos are.
Dog track.
Thank you. Bill's here for technical,
dogs.
The dogs. Exactly. He goes to the dogs. We're going to the dogs after this. But Miami's really evolved. And gosh, I've got one of those jobs that's tied to tourism. We own a whole bunch of hotels. We're building one over in Edgewater. Now we're building another one over by the airport where the old Bennigan's was. We're doing another one on Miami Beach, which I can't talk about that. And we're doing all kinds of other things. And it's all thanks to you, Bill. It's all thanks to you bringing people here and making them want to come back.
Everybody working together.
Oh, you're such a teammate, Bill. It is. We all do work together. We all do pull together, except, of course, when we're driving in the speed lane on I-95, but that's a different story. You know, it's summer in Miami when there's enough space on I-95 for the guy that's lost to go over four lanes of traffic to get off that exit. Happened to me on the way into work today. But getting back to the point at hand, Miami's evolved. Miami yesterday, all those motels were built by Irving Miller up in Sunny Isles. Gil and his father have come here and turned that into an oasis across the street from all the shopping that Renan Katz has built. Oh, high five to the Katz family. High five to all the people that are making it happen up there. And well done to all the people that have been brought hospitality careers. You see, Bill, you talked about jobs. It's not just about the maids, and it's not just about the F&B people. It's about the GM. It's about having an ownership and an investment opportunity. There are so many different careers and family fortunes that are tied to the people that the CVB brings here over and over again. And I got to tell you is that when I graduated college, I worked for one of the groups, and we did the feasibility study for the original expansion of the convention center on Miami Beach. And we also did the study for the Knight Center. And I got to tell you, that was almost 30 years ago. 30 years ago. 30 years ago when nothing's changed. Bill, put your change hat on. If Mayor Levine and Jimmy Morales are listening, please, guys, get it done. Because they are, I know they are. But I remember when Lincoln Road was dead and they were then tearing up the streets and nobody saw what was going to happen. Thousands of dollars this stuff trades for. And it's because of the people that I just mentioned and all the people here in South Florida that pull together all the time. It's not just the day when I was growing up where it was be a friendly Floridian, put on your happy face. And you had the people swim. They were water skiing at Cypress Gardens. Those days are gone. Today it's hot and spicy and sexy. And it's all about Miami. And that was our show today, all about Miami today, tomorrow, and yesterday. I want to thank Bill Talbot. Man, give me a high five,
yeah,
Bill.
Baby. I love your sunglasses.
Oh, you are the
best. I love
best.
The sunglasses.
Thank you, Bill. I love you, man. We need more salesmen in town like you. And I want to thank our sponsors, of course, UHealth, capitalizing on Bill and his medical tourism. I want to thank Warren Henry. I got to tell you, I guarantee those guys sell a lot of cars to your guests. The NFL Alumni Caring for Kids, they've got their bowling tournament coming up this weekend. The Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins. I'm sure they benefit a little bit from what Bill does. Social Media 305, Brewster Kell introduced us. Lawrence Kids, for a serious moment, let's protect our kids. The Aztec Group, hey, we capitalize on this all the time. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, they teach kids how to do that. U Health, but again, I want to thank our listeners, because without our listeners, I'd have no program. So join our community, give us comments, feedback, tell us who you want to hear from. We've got Gil Deser coming up in 2 weeks, and next week, Jim Engleton, and we're going to talk about using cash cards and how that can help you build your business. So I'm at Jim Fried. I'm at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, thousands of hits. If you missed our show, it's going to be up on their website as soon as Wonder Woman gets it to me at www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Lauren Book will be here. Jim Engleton will be here. I'll certainly be here. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wonder Woman, take it away. You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.